everyone, and welcome to Meditation for Moms broadcast from Heart Transformations. I am Marie Georgopoulos, and I'm a divine messenger, healer, spiritual mentor, and a speaker. And I'm so happy to be here with you today. I'm looking forward to today's show. This has been a series of shows that started back in April. So you can always go back to Blog Talk Radio and download the previous shows, where we started on this sort of trek into meditation and the understanding of meditation and the benefits of it. And I gave a little bit more information then as well about myself and who I am and what my purpose is. So if you want any more information, you can also go to my website, hearttransformations.com, and it'll tell you all about me and how I got started in intuitive counseling and divine messaging, which basically is using my intuitive gifts to tap into divine wisdom, not only from your higher self, but your angels and spirit guides, not only to guide you in your spiritual journey, but also to assist you in your healing process. I have a big background in healing arts and alternative healing, mainly because of my own struggles that I experienced in my life of chronic health issues, as well as coming from a dysfunctional family. But truly, it is my joy, my passion to do this type of work with people. It just comes rather easy to me once, of course, I cleared my way and got past all of that emotional turmoil that I was experiencing, and meditation was one of the key ways to help me in this journey. As with everything, of course, the show is evolving, and it's an evolving experience not only for me, but for the people on the show as well. And I'm taking you along in a sort of journey. So it's good to go back and listen to those first recordings, just so that you can start to see the different types of meditations that you can do, what it's all about, and how to use meditation for transformation purposes. Ultimately, of course, meditation and healing arts helped me to open my heart and transcend those core issues that I came in with for this lifetime as a soul. And of course, meditation was also a big part of that journey into opening me up into my intuitive abilities and to the healing arts and modalities. So again, if you want any more information about me, you can go to hearttransformations.com. And of course, you can always email me at marieg@hearttransformations.com as well. I'm happy to ask. To answer any questions that you may have. The lines, of course, are open. You can call in and ask questions anytime during the show. Also, there will be a point in the show that I'll open the lines to intuitively counsel you around any struggles that you're going through, whether it's on your spiritual path or just, you know, in your meditation journey, or even outside of that, because a lot of times meditation can help us in our struggles in our life, but we need a little bit extra information sometimes, a divine perspective that will open us up to see things in a broader view, and that's what I'm really good at. So for that number, just to jot it down, if you want to call in, it's 347-327-9995, and then you will dial 1 to get into the queue, and I'll prompt you guys later as well. So today I wanted to go a little bit deeper into that slave mentality that I discussed with you on the last show. On the last show, I talked a little bit about negative beliefs, thoughts, and paradigms that sort of put up this wall of resistance to our true self, basically making us feel like a slave to our lower ego selves. Then later in the show, I'm going to guide you through a meditation where you'll meet your inner slave and free her from whatever bondage that she feels. Because that's what really an inner slave paradigm is all about, that you feel like you're in bondage, you're not free. You know, there's something that you feel inside of you that keeps you from feeling free. But today I want to talk about the inner slave aspect of ourselves as part of this inner victim consciousness that really exists in what I call the mass consciousness, in the minds of all people. Now, this may be a little deep for some of you, so let me bring it down to earth just a little bit. The inner slave is a part of ourselves that feels like she's in bondage, just like I said before. She feels, you know, not free. And how many of you, of course, feel that way, that in your home, like a slave to your home, a slave to your work, a slave to your kids, a slave to your husband, maybe it's even a slave to an addiction of some sort. Sometimes this extends out into your, you know, your family, feeling like a slave to your family or a slave to the world. I know a lot of healers sometimes get that going in their paradigm. I know that there's been times in my life, too, that, you know, before I became more aware of myself, of course, where I felt like this, where I felt like a slave to my work. And it definitely is a feeling of not being free. And the blessed thing is that the true nature of any soul on this planet is freedom. We are freedom-seeking beings, and anything less than this really does not feel good to us. The truth is that we really are not victims. There are no victims, and we create everything that is in our experience, either by default or with conscious awareness. And what I mean by default basically is that we're not conscious. We're not consciously creating our own destiny. And our thought patterns and the way that we feel and our struggles are creating for us. This is an attractive universe. I discussed this a little bit on previous calls, and I'll go more into it later in the shows. But this is a universe that is run by the law of attraction. And you cannot actually escape this. It is a law of resonance in physics. It's like attracts like. So like vibration will always attract like vibration. So on the next show, I'm going to get in a little bit deeper on how you're getting what you're getting in your life, and how to take back your authority over your ego self through understanding some of the laws of creation. For now, though, know that this feeling of being a slave to something or someone is a part of you that is unaware of your own potency as a creator being. And remember, we are all sparks of the divine, of the one, of the creator of life. And therefore, inherent in us is this ability to remember the art of creating. Thinking that things are out of your control, though, is easier sometimes because it deflects the real issue that lies behind the feeling of the bondage. And that, of course, is different for everyone. But for some, that feeling may be a feeling of never being unconditionally loved or accepted by others. Or it may be a lack of self-worth or an inability to empower your own life. The latter, of course, the inability to use your own will, is one of the main weaknesses of this inner slave dynamic or pattern of being. This is also called an archetype. An archetype is indeed a pattern of being. And we see this in Carl Jung's work. We see this in psychology. We see this in astrological charts, you know, in our archetypal functions in that. And this is a part of our soul makeup. It's part of the persona and the mask that we play in this dimension. And so archetypes are ingrained in our identity in many ways. And I'm not going to go too deep into the archetypes and what they all mean. I do that privately with my people in my programs and also in my private counsel when needed, when guided by their souls. But for today, I just want you to know that these archetypes, and the inner slave is one of them, is a pattern of being. It's a paradigm of thinking, and they're a part of our human psyche. Carolyn Miss, that's M-Y-S-S, has a great body of work on archetypes. If you're interested in knowing more, you can go to her website. I learned a lot from her, and her website is just miss.com, M-Y-S-S.com. For now, however, just know that our archetypes are great teachers, and they're guides for us. None of them are good or bad, so you want to really remain neutral on them. Even though, you know, an inner victim sounds bad or an inner slave sounds like a bad, it's really not. They have qualities to them that are weaknesses and strengths, or what I would call light and shadow. They have their inherent gifts. So everything has its light and its shadow in this dimension. And the gift is knowing that even though we might be in the shadow, it's just a context for which we can desire what's opposite of that. It's the way shower, so to speak, on what we truly do want as a human being. So if you want to know more information about this, I'm only going to touch on a little bit of the archetype of the inner slave. I did write a great article last week on my blog. You're welcome to go there on the inner slave for a little bit more depth. And again, of course, you can always look up online. There's great information online, and if you want any resources in that, please feel free to contact me, again, at marieg@hearttransformations.com. Now, as with all things, as I mentioned, the inner slave archetype has its light side and its shadow side. And I'm going to share with you now some of the qualities of the shadow slave and also the enlightened slave. Remembering again that the shadow is just a denser feeling state than our true lightness of being. Hopefully what I'm about to share with you will help you to lean into the inherent lightness that comes from this archetype. And so anytime you feel yourself in this shadow slave, you can go back and think upon the enlightened slave attributes and start to pull into them and focus your mind and your thoughts towards embracing those attributes. So the shadow slave. The shadow slave always feels imprisoned by what they believe about themselves and what they believe about others, and of course the world around them. The shadow slave also uses passivity to remain safe, and in many cases this is to help them survive, you know, being passive so that you actually don't feel abuse from people, or, you know, you don't want to claim your power because there's a fear then that you'll be punished in some way. So you take the passive route. Also, the shadow slave blames others before their imprisonment, because it's easier and safer a lot of times than actually breaking free. And so if we talk about that deflecting of pain, that deflecting of the cause, and when we know we become conscious beings and we realize that there are no victims and that we're here creating our own destiny, it does put the power back in our hands. Also, the shadow slave, she has very little sense of personal responsibility. And as I mentioned before, potency as a creator of her own destiny. They also oftentimes have this need for approval outside of themselves to create a life of their own or to follow their own dreams. Basically, they have a weak willpower and they succumb to the needs of others for fear of being hurt or rejected or cast out of the clan or not being perfect enough, whatever it might be. They feel powerless. They feel powerless to affect change in their situation. And they have a low sense, typically, of inner conscience, or sometimes none at all. And so the inner slave can have different levels of these attributes. You know, you can be more empowered and then still see the inner slave showing up in some small way. And so the meditation that we do today will help with that. Some of you may not feel this at all, and that's wonderful. That's a wonderful space to be in. But no, do not judge yourself if you feel like you have any of these shadow slave archetypes. They come up for me every now and then. I know I had to move through it when I became an entrepreneur to feel like a slave to my business and a slave to marketing. And so I had to find my momentum and my divine flow in it, come back to my heart, know what I truly wanted to create, what my marketer really feels like, what my entrepreneur wants and feels like and wants to experience, so that I could become more conscious of how to create what I wanted in that. And of course, I went into this kid in a candy store gathering information, which we do sometimes, so that we do know what we want, so that we can pick through and discern, okay, well, I really like this aspect of my work or of marketing, but I really don't like this aspect of it. And so I want to pull more into the things that really make me feel good. And we'll get more into that into the next show. Now, I want to move on into the enlightened slave attributes, because the enlightened slave attributes, of course, are lighter. They're the ones that make us feel good. And this is really what the shadow slave is mirroring to us, is mirroring us, you know, saying to us, like I said before, providing that sort of context for which we can see what our true destiny really is, what our true strength is. And so the enlightened slave has honed the ability to persevere and to endure toward worthy goals and desires. She learns to honor her intuition because she always has gut feelings about things. The enlightened slave also accepts what can be changed and leaves what cannot be changed, which she has no control over changing, like other people. You can't change other people. You can only change the way that you think about them and the way that you feel about yourself. That puts power back into your hands, understanding that your dynamic, your thoughts and beliefs and habits are creating the discontent that you're feeling, and in your struggles in your life as well. So the enlightened slave accepts that she has the ability to take this newfound inner strength and focus it in optimal ways for abundant life, for life enhancement. They become basically more self-empowered. She understands the ability, like I said, to create the life that she desires. And so she becomes more creatively potent, actively moves toward freedom through thoughts and words and actions. Not those thoughts and words and actions that bind, that hinder, that resist, that feel like bondage. But those thoughts, words, and actions that are more, they provide a sense of relief. They feel good to you. They feel life-enhancing. They feel empowered. And also, one of the things through all of this, when we start to understand our self-empowerment, we understand control at a different level, because there in some ways is healthy control and then there is unhealthy control. And the enlightened slave, she never controls others or disallows another their path, their own path and their choices. So she's an allower. She allows people to unfold at their own rate and speed, to heal in their own ways, without judgment as well. So this is something that is self-mastery, and it comes over practice and in presencing yourself as well in your power and in your will. Also, I feel like the enlightened slave has this ability to be highly aware of themselves as spirit, and also on how to operate from inner trust in self, and trust in the universe too, trust in God, divine, faith in whatever outside source really. It's an inside resource that we have, that we're all connected to, and the universe is that. The universe is our divinity, and it's always going to reflect back to us what we're feeling, thinking, and doing, whatever we're creating in our vibration is always going to be reflected back to us. So to kind of sum all that up, if you feel like a slave to your work, to your children, to your addictions, to your school, to your marriage, or whatever it might be, it's time basically for you to empower and to change the beliefs and patterns that hold you back from creating the life that you want. Breaking out of this sort of self-imposed prison will take courage and inner strength along with some effort on your part, but it won't be done unless you commit to the change. And know that if you have this inner slave archetype, then you have the courage within you, because all it is is a mask for the true depth of your being. And so how does this help you to come back to inner peace? Well, in my own journey, what I have seen is as I worked with these parts of myself and understood them and was to embrace them and come to understanding about what they needed to feel free, to heal, to know themselves more fully as abundant, then I was able to take those actions and point myself in the direction of those perspectives that were given to me by these parts of myself, which I did in meditation. And through that, I began to heal and feel more whole, more loving towards myself, more appreciative of where I had been. I could see a grand plan of it all and how it all unfolded and how it became a part of my context or my mirror for which I could learn to thrive again. So, of course, every road is paved ahead of time and every day. So next month, we'll go into the laws of creation and we'll talk about this a little bit more because it will help you in your meditation practice as well. But for now, we're going to go into our meditation. And today's meditation is a guided meditation that is going to assist you to bring forth the wisdom of your soul self so that you can break free from the weaknesses of the inner slave. You may have to do this meditation more than one time to effect change or to be intuitively guided. If you need help, of course, being intuitively guided, please know that you can call into the show anytime and I will intuitively guide you. You can also go to the Facebook group, Meditation for Moms, and join the group. I'm happy to guide you there as well. If you just, I do tend to do better tapping into your energy when you're live on the phone because I hear your voice and I'm connected more with the energy in that way. So for now, I want you guys to get comfortable and I'm going to play some music and we're going to go through the meditation now. So here we go. So sitting comfortably, just begin to breathe in and out through your nose, taking long inhales, long exhales, putting your focus on the sound of your breath, and just continue to breathe gently, listening to the music, sitting upright. Listening to the sound of my voice and the sound of your breath. Breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. And at this point, I'm going to call forth white light from the Creator to surround you in your meditation. And I'd like you to just ask and take a moment to call forth your higher self, your I Am presence, and ask that they assist you today in accessing the inner wisdom and guidance during this meditation that will most benefit you today. And continue to breathe deeply, relaxing your body, just letting your thoughts go. And remember that we want to just take time and relax every part of our body, starting with our toes. And just putting our attention there at our toes and our feet and relaxing them. And then our legs, our calves. And on up to our knees and thighs. Just relaxing our body. And relaxing our hips. And our tailbone and on into our stomach, just relaxing and breathing deeply. On up into our diaphragm area, into our chest. And now into our shoulders, just relaxing our shoulders. Relaxing our arms even more, all the way down our arms. Forearms and hands and fingers relaxing. breathing deeply, relaxing our neck, relaxing our throat and our jaw, and on up into our face, relaxing our face muscles and our scalp. Just breathing deeply, relaxing our whole body. Each time I say relax, you just relax more and more. And now you can imagine some roots growing from the bottoms of your feet like trees, going deeply, deeply, deeply into the earth, firmly anchoring you to the earth. This is divine sustenance energy that comes from the earth that helps you to awaken as well, helps you to feel open and ready to listen and embrace yourself. So just breathe in and out through your nose, keeping your focus on your heart. Breathing in and breathing out. Just relaxing in this globe of white light that's around you, knowing all is well. Now bring your focus to your heart and just breathe in and out through your heart. Just relaxing. And at this time, I'd like you to ask your higher self to clear the way for you to commune with your inner slave in the best way that supports you. And just continue to breathe in and out through your heart space. Even imagine a green light here in your heart and expand it a little bit on each out-breath. Just keeping your focus there is enough, and breathing deeply, relaxing, and opening your heart. Now I want you to imagine your inner slave coming forward and standing in front of you in this white light of the Creator. She may look exactly like you do right now, or she may present herself differently, maybe younger. Just go with whatever comes, or use your imagination to just see yourself before you. Don't worry if you don't see anything, just call her forth. Breathing in and out through your heart space, once or twice more. And ask her, what will free her from her bondage? What does she need to know or do, need you to know or do to assist you in transformation, in empowering? And just sit with her. If another question comes to your mind, feel free to ask that. But just breathe in and out through your nose, focusing on your heart and relaxing your body. You may feel warm in the heart or have some emotions that come up. But just allow whatever needs to surface to come up. You are safe here. You are loved by her, as she is part of the whole of you and who you are, and always wants to thrive. So just continue to breathe, remembering to keep your focus on your heart and to relax. Relax and be present. Just breathe in, time, ask your higher self and I Am Presence to assist you in releasing or clearing anything that may be of benefit to you at this time, especially around the inner slave. Then just take this time, resting in their arms for a minute, and just breathing deeply in and out through your heart space, allowing your body to surrender. Breathing and relaxing, focusing on your heart. Just allowing your body to relax more. You may get a thought, you may see light, you may just feel quiet inside. Whatever comes is perfect, whole, and complete. Just breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. To open and trust what comes. Trust your relationship with your spirit. Trust that she weaves you through this journey, your consciousness, and she builds with you. She wants you to have the best life possible. Just breathe the music, breathing deeply and relaxing. Just a few more breaths. And as you come back now to your normal breath, begin to presence yourself in the room by wiggling your toes and your fingers. And when you're ready, just open your eyes, coming fully back to the room. Great. So hopefully relaxed and to feel the energy. Maybe you were inspired or saw a vision. Maybe you just felt the pain in your body somewhere. But whatever it was perfect. So I'm going to open the lines now for anyone who would like to get on the line with me to share their experience and to receive guidance if you are wanting some. Again, this can be around your meditation if you want. The number to call is 347-327-9995. And then dial 1 to get into the queue. And you can ask any question, anything that you're struggling with. Remember, I'm a spiritual mentor, an intuitive counselor. By getting on the phone, you do give me permission to access your soul's matrix, your energy, and to call forth, of course, your higher self and any of your angels and spirit guides if you are okay with that, and to assist you, of course, in your journey. And it's okay if you are wanting to take your time with the meditation too and see how that goes. We all have our own journey and we all need our own time and space to play with the universe and our divine consciousness too. And so you may have all received exactly what you were meant to receive, which is fine as well. And so I'm just going to move on. And if I see anybody come on the line, I'm not seeing anybody right now, which is fine. But if I do, I will see that in the queue. And I'm just going to take this time while we're waiting for somebody to be queued up. And it looks like somebody did come on the line. So, Johnny, I'm going to go ahead and just click her mic and make her live. Hello, how are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Who's this? Hi, Marie. How are you?
Hi, how are you? It's nice to talk to you.
It's nice to talk to you, too. It's such a wonderful show, and you have done such a wonderful job with the meditation and explaining all that today.
Wonderful. I'm glad you understood everything. So what was your experience in the meditation? Do you want to share?
Very relaxing and emotional, of course.
Yeah, good. And so do you have a question that you want me to guide you on
today? I don't have a question, but, you know, it's just I wanted to connect with you and say hello and support your show, that you're doing such a wonderful job. And, you know, I enjoy listening. The struggles are daily the same. You know, you can tap into that information as being intuitive.
I do. I feel like you have a very high volume of cause and effect around worrying and being almost like a worryaholic, where it's become this sort of chronic, you know, disposition for you. And not to label, it's not a bad thing. It's one of those things sometimes that we do as mothers. You know, and as people in the universe with the grandmother archetype, too, as well. But for you, I really feel like there's discomfort in your home still, and sort of like a clan identity to be only the mother in this lifetime. And you feel, I think, vulnerable stepping outside and being your, you know, your truest expression of who you are. And that is, of course, a part of your whole journey to explore that and to know your inner healer, to know that archetype of you. And you have the gift of intuitive counseling as well. And so you need to know what your own value is in this and how to attune to it. Meditation is one of those things that clearly will end the worry for you. Do you have a meditation practice every day?
I used to do that, but right now I'm not doing it every day, so I should go back and start doing it every day. It felt wonderful today, though. So.
Yes, 15 minutes a day. And one of the things that I expressed in the first show, which is my intention when I meditate, is to intend to meditate, to blend with your source being, right? And to allow well-being in your journey. And then you can add whatever other intentions that you have for your meditation, but be intentful in your meditation.
Okay.
This gives your spirit kind of permission to weave in, you know, grace and harmony and all kinds of things that you may need. And also, you know, to attune to your higher consciousness.
Right.
And over time, so fatigue is there, I see, for you too. And it has a lot to do with the worry. And so give me something that you're worrying about right now.
Not being able to settle completely since our move.
Yeah. So there's not really anything that you've done to create a feeling of settledness in your body and knowing what you want in your home. And so, you know, by creation, I mean, you haven't really imagined anything for yourself. You haven't been able to really speak your truth there either. And that's not in harmony with your soul.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's limiting beliefs in the clan identity that you're identifying with, and that, and your healer wants you to heal those limiting beliefs. So a calmer you is a you who can experience the beliefs of others and just observe them.
Okay.
And when you're calmer, you do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so much about releasing limiting beliefs as transcending the ego mind and letting her just sit by the wayside as you meditate, you know. And the worries come from the ego. They come from the discomfort.
Right, right. Sometimes I try to work with them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there's worry in your mom's energy, too, and she was a worry wart, too. And so it's passed down from generations. So
right,
clear
okay.
that part of yourself that feels worry. Okay, clear that part of yourself.
Okay,
mm-hmm. And
I will work with that. Okay.
Yes, and if you need assistance, you know how to find me. And, of course, join the Facebook group if you want to and
mm-hmm.
be part of that community as well.
Okay.
We're here for you, you know,
yes.
twice a month. So come and join
okay.
us anytime, Sarap, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you, Mary. It's such a wonderful
right.
show. Thank you.
Love and light
bye-bye.
To you. Bye-bye.
Love and blessings. Bye.
Bye. So I want to take a little bit of time now to just point you to a couple of resources. One of them is a wonderful mini ebook that I wrote to help people in this meditation process and journey. And it's called The Art of Transformational Meditation. You can find it on my website, hearttransformations.com, under the radio page. And it's a little short book. It will take you into my journey. It will teach you the benefits of meditation, how to overcome the struggles with meditation, and also give you some really cool meditations that I have tried and used to raise my vibration, to tap into the core of my being, to heal myself, and so on and so forth. So it's chock full of good tidbits from my journey and some wisdom as well from my soul. Now, this is $10, but I want you to know that this $10 does go to two really good charities, one called Arrow of Peace and the other Women for Women, both doing brilliant work out in community, and you can find out more about that on the website. It also goes to help to spread the show, because I really do have a world vision and a mission that I hold for women, and it's to help mothers to become more conscious mothers who are connected to their hearts, their spirits, their clear knowing, and who give and receive love in equanimity, and that this has a ripple effect not only into the heart of the home but into community and the world. When we are more aware of ourselves as spirit and we share this space of love and well-being with others, it can only affect change around us. I get tingles all over my body when I say this. I know this to be truth with every fiber of my being, as I've seen it unfolding in my own life. So the mission of, and purpose of this show is to assist mothers in returning to that state of well-being by tapping into that fertile resource of their spirit. And it is truly meant to be a return to the heart and an understanding of the depth of who you are beyond the role that you chose as mother, but as a woman whose core essence is God or infinite love, divine intelligence, whatever you choose to call it. So please feel free to access the homepage, my homepage on my website, and go to the radio page as well. Also on the homepage is a great free gift. It's called Healing and Awakening the Heart. It's an MP3 series. Please feel free to sign up for that as well. It is a healing series, and it takes time to go through, but it is very powerful. Also, I want you to all know that I offer a Heart Transformations Breakthrough Consult. It is complimentary. It is a 30-minute consult that if you want privacy to go over some of the things that you're experiencing, it's a great way to do that. It's a way for me to tap into your soul, your higher self, your soul's wisdom, and your guardian angels, also your guides, to help you in your soul awakening, in your heart transformation, so to speak, and also in coming into authentic expression. Remember, too, that we have the podcasts that are downloadable for each one of the shows. You can get them here on the Blog Talk Radio page, or you can go to the radio show page on my website, and there is a link to all of the downloads. I post them there, update them each week that we have a show, so you can just go there and listen. Right now, the download function is not working, but I'm have my webmaster working on that, but you can go there and listen to them anytime, and I hope to get that corrected soon. Remember that we meet every first and third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Central Time. And please, we would so appreciate, I know I would so appreciate sharing of the show to anybody that you feel guided to share it with, who you feel might be ready for meditation and ready to go on this type of journey. At this time, you know, I really want to say that we're all one. We're all in this together. And it does take more than one person to make a consciousness movement. But I do believe that our ripple effect has a ripple effect into community and into our home space. And we are the mirrors. We become the mirrors for others to see their own power, to know their own divinity as well, also be more at peace. Right now I want to open the lines to Johnny Tan, who has been just a gift in my life and who has graciously allowed me to be a guest on his broadcast system from my mama's kitchen, and he's just going to tell you what he has coming up for you guys in the next weeks.
Thank you, Marie. Awesome show. And I'm so surprised how things work in sequence, because you talk about sharing world consciousness and so forth, and for us to think about the nature of love, the meaning of life, and so forth. The recipe for living this week is from my German mom, Diane Heise. It is about the meaning of life and apathy. And here it goes. Every once in a while, a situation occurs that requires us to radiate our energy of positive goodwill, compassion, and love for others. Until we try to put ourselves beyond our comfort zone, we will not realize we have what it takes to make a difference in that person's life and in ours. It's a fascinating recipe for living when you master the concept. I'm sure you'll realize how wonderful it is to be the authentic you. Please join me next Tuesday morning. My guest will be Amy Newmark, the publisher and editor-in-chief for Chicken Soup for the Soul. Amy and I will be discussing their latest release, Time to Thrive. The book shares a collection of inspiring stories of people who conquered their fear, embraced adventure with confidence to experience a happier, more meaningful and purposeful life. For additional information about this show and future shows, please go to fmmktalkradio.com. Back to you, Marie.
Thank you, Johnny. That was wonderful. I love your mom's wisdoms. They're so wonderful and so apropos for your show. And it is a wonderful book that you wrote. I've only gone through part of it, but even I had to stop and just like breathe through some of the things that your mom was sharing with you in the kitchen. And what grace. I mean, just a beautiful woman. So thank you for bringing that book to us and for teaching us that we have that inside of us as well. Since I have just a few minutes left, I do want to touch base also on a couple of other events that I have coming up. There's a Soul Awakenings workshop that I'm going to be hosting that's coming up. It's not posted on my website yet, but if you want information on that and you feel intrigued by it, then please sign up for my e-letter. That way you'll get the promos that go out for that and the introductory rate that comes out in the first part of my promos. And also you can email me at marieg@hearttransformations.com. I can tell you more about it. But we're going to go deeper into this idea of returning to wholeness, of restoring balance, of awakening our hearts in this Soul Awakenings workshop. We're also going to work with the laws of creation. You'll be taken into a vortex of divine consciousness, so to speak, and we'll bring in light and divine guidance as well that will help you to transcend your core lifetime issues and also understand how to affect change in your journey going forward. So that's coming up, as well as if you're here in the McKinney or Dallas area and you want to see me in person, I do a couple of fairs. The one coming up tonight is in McKinney. It's called Insights Night, and you can find it on Facebook, or you can email me about it, where I'll be doing soul purpose guidance and healing sessions, and it's $20 for 20 minutes. It's a way for me to get out into community. It's also a way for me to reach those people who may not be able to afford my pricing structure. And also, it's a great way for you to meet me and also kind of get a flavor of what it's like to work with me in person, one-on-one, in a more intimate setting. That tonight is going to be at Filtered on the Square in downtown McKinney. Again, you can go to Facebook and you can type in Insights Night. And we meet there every month and then at another venue on Thursdays, on the third Thursday. So you can read on that Facebook page or you can email me for more information. I look forward to working with each of you guys, each of you women, who come on the line, who are listening. Please don't be afraid to call in and ask questions too. Sometimes I go a little bit quickly through the material. That's just because we're trying to stick to an hour as much as possible. And also, I want to take you along in a journey, so I don't want to overwhelm you. Too much information can tend to overwhelm people, so I'm taking you through it step by step, a little bit at a time. And as you begin to meditate in a consistent way, as I spoke to before, you'll see that it has a cumulative effect. The key is consistency. And as you do the breathing and the intention setting in your meditation, you will blend with your higher consciousness, and you'll feel more free, you'll feel more aligned, you'll feel more tuned in, tapped in, and turned on during the day, and you won't care that no one is appreciating you because you'll be in your own beautiful vortex of love. So for now, love and light to each of you. Namaste.